Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
For House of Cars.
It's Friday, September 17th, 2021. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Another another show that's very light on the COVID talk today. This is meant to be kind of a distraction from some of the heavier news that's going around these days. So a lot of stupid stuff on this podcast. Should we do it?
Let's do it.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I've been kind of trying to avoid the news over the past couple days, but I had it on last night while I was just getting ready for the show, and the anchor boofed so hard.
Oh, no.
It was such a good boof, and I recorded it.
Okay.
Put this for you here.
Alberta's spiraling public health crisis has spilled over into the federal election campaign. It is clear that the pandemic very far...
He talks for a while about this here.
Which party has the best plan to get Canada to the other side of it? We will be talking about more of that coming up next. But first, we're talking about Alberta decision. You know what? I'll be frank with you. I don't know what we're talking about right now. We are talking about how Alberta spilled into the federal election campaign. And now we're going to play some tape while I figure out the rest of it.
Oh, that was a teleprompter issue, wasn't it?
Was it a teleprompter
issue? That sucks, yeah.
They came back from commercial and had the wrong story queued up or something?
Awful. And that's...
Yeah, that was a bad boof. And like, he's the one who gets hung out to dry, right? But
I volunteered at a TV station and we had to run the teleprompter for some of the local hosts. And it was a high-pressure job.
Because
it is on you if they look like idiots. And the hosts would, like, you'd be fired. You'd be gone, right? Because if you make them look bad, it's not good. So
yeah.
I remember I'd be sweating, and you're trying to make it just timed with the way they're speaking. You're like, oh!
There's that famous clip of Bill O'Reilly where he freaks out on his staff, right? Because the teleprompter wasn't ready. And he's like, F it, we'll do it live, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I kind of get that from that side of the chair, right? Because if you mess up, everyone thinks you're the idiot.
Absolutely.
No one knows what's happening behind the scenes, right?
No, and maybe it wasn't. Maybe that was all him. But it sounds like the way he was trying to get to the rest of the story, it sounds like the teleprompter either froze or somebody stopped scrolling or I don't know.
Next, but first, we're talking about Alberta. Decision.
Boof.
You know what? I'll be frank with you. I don't know what we're talking about
for
right
him.
Now. We're talking.
Boof.
We are talking about how Alberta spilled into the federal.
That's funny. So sorry.
That was CBC News. That was David Common, and I actually really like David Common's like style of hosting the news.
Yeah.
But just because I like you doesn't mean that you get to skate on
a
boof.
We'll still call it your boof.
Alberta spilled into the federal election campaign. And now we're going to play some tape while I figure out the rest of it.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Well, we're getting late into Softember here, and we haven't talked much about our soft neighbors to the west.
We've only done one Softember segment so far, and you're right. It's the 17th of Softember right now. So,
well, do I have some goods for you, Beckler?
You got some soft news coming from...
Oh, my God. I was
Vancouver,
reading...
Vancouver, the island where...
Everything is soft. Everything is very soft, you know? If you think that the news here is pretty hard, if you're like getting stressed out about it, just go look at their news and things will be drastically different.
Okay, what do you got for us?
Okay, here we go. Vancouver Island beauty brand offers gentle yet effective skincare products. It all starts with positive thoughts.
Okay.
Bird protection may close Victoria Beach to off-leash pets. Birds are already stressed, and off-leash dogs add to these stressors.
The birds are stressed, okay?
Celebrate the twilight autumn moon with a one-hour walk in Oak Bay.
Here we go.
Set to coincide with the full moon this Saturday.
It's getting good. The twilight autumn moon.
Oh, zucchini. The friendly, forgiving veg that plays well with others. It's an entire article about zucchini. We're talking about... You can take a dreamy yoga class with puppies and ice cream this September.
No.
This is an actual
No, episode. That's that a joke,
was,
isn't it?
Nope, that was a 100%.
A dreamy yoga class with puppies and ice cream.
Could you even, like, did they just pick everything soft they could come up with? And,
no,
you
embarrassed?
Oh, my God. You can take a dreamy yoga class with puppies and ice cream.
That is exceptionally soft. That's
rainbows and cupboard butter. Just
that is lace panties soft.
I don't
wow.
know if we've had more of a soft headlight. Like, this is the pinnacle so far of Softember.
I'm starting to think that we could just go there and take the island in Vancouver.
Well, I'm could, sure
like,
we could.
Just gas up our drugs and go claim it. And
yep.
Like, they put up very little resistance. We'd have to make a deal with Northern BC and the interior.
Yes,
there's some
for
hard
sure.
people in there. Mm-hmm. But other than that, like, I think we could just add Vancouver.
Just
Alberta.
Go during this event. They're going to be playing with puppies, eating ice cream. I'm like, take it. We don't care.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Yesterday was cool. We got to drive around and drop off some of our JustVoteDammit.com campaign signs.
Yeah, they're awesome because the signs don't tell you who to vote for. They're just generic telling you, like, we like democracy. Just vote.
That's kind of what we heard from everyone we talked to. Was they didn't want to put, like, a party's...
No, but they support
candidates.
Voting.
Yeah, but yeah. they're politically engaged. They're mm-hmm. a fan of the democratic process, yep. but don't want to advertise a specific candidate or party like so loudly.
Exactly.
We took some. We chatted a bit with the people we met yesterday too, and kind of asked them about the election issues mm-hmm. and
what their biggest issue was. And
so we have some of these clips that we'll play for you today and on Monday on election day too. These are real Calgarians, Sean.
Real people,
real voters out on the streets of Calgary.
Real people, real words.
Okay, Mark, you don't have to tell us who you're voting for, but what's the biggest issue for you on Monday in this election?
Well, you kind of touched upon it the other day, and it wasn't touched upon, is what we're going to do with the inflation. What are we going to do? Because, you know, our generation can't afford homes or can barely afford homes, and it's going to be passed on. I am not. We were about to be before our COVID happened.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's just a challenge. There's just big challenges, and I think that there's going to be huge ramifications for our children, the next generation, and the two generations afterwards with everything that's going on. So that's the biggest thing for me.
We've come a long, long way together. VNS in 20 minutes or less.
We were talking about the piss ramp yesterday when we were driving around, which, for those who don't know, is that ramp directly across from the Saddle Dome that smells of pee.
That spiral ramp that connects the Victoria Park Stampede Station to the street across. Like, it goes over McLeod, and then you go down
yep.
the spiral ramp.
And always just reeks of pee. Like, and it's, I don't know, the drunken Stampede fans and the Flames fans and all kinds of reasons as to why that smells of pee.
Yeah, I think that's a part of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the dome has been closed for a year, and it still reeks like pee, so.
Okay, yep, forever will reek of pee. It reminded me, though, of a place in Tokyo that I forgot to tell you about. Piss Alley. They have
piss alley.
They have a piss alley, okay? It's right by Shinjuku Station, which is one of the busiest intersections in the world. And I've been there, and I can't believe I forgot to tell you about it. But it started after World War II, and it was known as this tiny little alley where people would go. And it was an illegal drinking alley at one point. And people would go for cheap booze when nobody had any money. And they'd go hang out in this place that is now known as Piss Alley. Reason being, there were no facilities. So it was like all of these bars that are crammed together, tiny, tiny, tiny bars where everybody would go and get real drunk and there'd be nowhere to relieve yourself. So everybody would just go in the alley itself and around the alley on the train tracks right next door, and it would always reek of piss.
So these places didn't have bathrooms because they were operating illegally in the first place?
Exactly. And they still don't. When you walk down there now, I went to it and we went and stopped at a couple places. And at one point we had to ask this restaurant that had a key to this washroom that was just down the way. And it was basically in the middle of the alley, and it was just this squat toilet in the middle. So it still reeks of pee and will never change because the facilities are still really hard to get to and you need a key, and that, you know, everybody's just going to relieve themselves in the alley.
Right, yeah. If you make it too difficult.
Yeah.
It's going to take an alley piss.
But there you go.
Hang an alley rat.
An alley rat. And it's still to this day known as Piss Alley. You walk down there and it is. So take comfort, okay?
Not a great way to name a place.
It's like, awful.
I live at 224 Piss Alley.
Yeah.
We're not coming.
The VNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
You know, we laugh about the piss ramp and stuff, but I do realize that, like, access to washrooms is a serious issue for homeless people, right?
I know.
Like,
I know, and that's what's always unfortunate is that
shouldn't be the case, and especially during COVID. Like, it's been really bad.
With so many businesses where you might normally go and use the bathroom closed.
Yeah.
And yeah, that'd be tough, right?
Like, even driving to the mountains and stuff, for anyone, you can't get access to a bathroom sometimes. Like, truckers have struggled, and yeah, it's terrible.
So if you are unhoused.
Yes.
Living downtown, you got to find an alley to piss in or
terrible.
Something.
Terrible.
This is kind of cool, but I don't know if I say cool, but in Victorian England, like, some of the architecture was designed to discourage public urination.
Yeah.
I think I've talked about this on the air before.
Yeah, like corners where they'd splat, it would basically cause splashback,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the masonry in a corner would be like a slope toward your feet. So, I mean, you could piss here, but you're going to get soaked. Or they would build it out with kind of like a quarter round in a corner so that you would be seen, right? So that you couldn't find a dark corner to go back in, and because I guess pissing in the street was a big issue then. So
when I was in London, a lot of the bars just smell of piss, and it's just because of how old things are. And you don't realize that when you have old architecture like that and old wood, like, it starts to truly seep in. And if you go to a bar that's seen a lot of hard drinking nights, and I'm sure people pissing where they shouldn't, it actually gets to just stick into it. Ugh. It's a weird smell. Yeah,
200 years of piss?
Seriously. Like, it's something you never think about. We, you know, our architecture here is fairly new, and that's one blessing, is that you don't walk into every bar and smell piss.
A lot of people don't know this, but William Shakespeare took a piss on the floor right over there.
Well, then you think about just, like, bad plumbing and stuff, right? Like, they still have really old plumbing in some of those places, and it backs up, and just, like, over time. Yeah, things...
Aged piss.
Yeah.
Good band name.
Stale piss.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
You love your car. Bet you'd love lower interest and lower payments, too. Refinance your auto loan with House of Cars and love the freedom of having more money in your pocket. Visit houseofcarscalgary.com.
The VNS in 20 minutes or less podcast.
I came across this video of some Canadian soldiers in Afghanistan under fire.
Oh,
and,
wow.
I'm not sure what year it's from. It's a platoon of the Royal Canadian Regiment, and they're in Kandahar. But what stands out in this clip is not only how calm they are, considering they're, like, literally being shot at, but that they all sound like total Canadians.
Oh, no.
Here's the clip. I hope I got all the swears out.
You want to go up there?
I would love to go up
there. All right, get up there, buddy. Take someone else with you.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Fraser, after the village, just dump it?
Yeah, well, we'll have to take it back, but...
Phil, Lynn, you want to come to
the roof with
me? All right,
buddy.
Hey, see if you got me a... distance, boys.
Oh my.
Woo!
Oh my.
Full on Canadian fellas, hey?
That, like, is unbelievable.
Buddy and boys. And yeah, there you go, buddy.
Watch it, bud.
Get me
watch
a distance, boys.
That thing. Like, oh my God.
I was watching this clip and I was thinking, if I played that for you and you imagined the gunshots to be like pucks,
yep,
you could be listening to a bunch of hockey players mic'd
100%.
Up, right? Not.
Yep.
Soldiers, like, in an actual firefight in a war zone.
Yeah, the coach is there and he's talking to the players. That's what's happening there.
Exactly.
Get up there, buddy. Get up there. Yeah.
Let's go, boys.
Holy.
Holy man.
Holy man.
I love that, though. They're all so chill.
Sorry.
They all sound so Canadian.
Holy.
God bless these fellas.
Yeah.
Good Canadian boys. Support the troops. Let's go.
The VNS in 20 minutes or less podcast.
A friend who works at Tim Hortons was telling me that there's a guy who comes in and he orders six sugar and six cream in his coffee.
Three times a double-double?
That is horrifying. At that point, it's not even coffee. It's sludge. Like, that is straight sludge in your mouth hole.
Is there more, like, add-ins than coffee at that point?
There would be, 100%. I was like, this is the alien from Men in Black, you know, like,
sugar,
give me sugar,
water, give me sugar.
I was like, that is who this is, because nobody in their right mind would actually drink that. That being said, I know a bunch of people who work at coffee shops, and everybody seems to have a regular who does something like that, who just
has a wild order.
The most absurd order you've ever heard.
How do you even order that? You say, can I get
a six.
Large six and six?
Yeah.
Wow.
And everybody will stare at you for a moment, then they'll attempt to make it and try and top it off with coffee for you. It's like, is that all he eats for the day? Maybe that's it. Maybe that's just his breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He's like, well, this will give me the cream and the sugar, and this will sustain me.
Do you remember a while back we tried to figure out if the portions of cream and sugar are adjusted for the size of the coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Is a double-double the same ratio in a small as it is in an extra large?
No. Tim Hortons is different.
Right, because they have a dispenser that adjusts for the size of the coffee, right?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, so...
Yeah, So
wow.
That's why it's still disgusting. Like, that is a...
Have you ever heard of the Wayne Gretzky?
No.
The mythical Wayne Gretzky at 9-9?
Okay. See, that's just stupid. That doesn't actually
exist. You're talking dumb to me right now.
Stupid to me, okay? Seriously. But I was like, maybe he doesn't like coffee and this is his gateway. You know, this is his gateway. It's like, I don't like the taste of coffee, so I'll just keep adding other stuff and then force this down my gullet, you know?
Straight cream?
Oh, that's the coffee equivalent of those coolers you used to have when you were a kid. You know, like the sugary coolers that you'd start drinking right. When you were underage and you were getting into booze and you didn't really like the taste of alcohol yet, so you drink the sugar,
Canada,
right?
Canada coolers.
Yeah.
What was the Rockaberry?
Oh, my God.
Rockaberry flavored Canada coolers. That's the girls always drank.
I just
didn't taste like booze.
My mouth thinking about that. Maybe this is the equivalent, you know?
This is the Rockaberry Canada cooler.
Oh, my. Sugar.
Water. The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
This is really cool, and you probably saw this news from yesterday, but Pfizer and Moderna both got full Health Canada approval as of yesterday.
Yeah, which is awesome.
And they got new names, too. Which we'll talk about in a second. But if you'll remember back to December of last year, they only had emergency approval and what they called an interim order. So this was now the full approval.
Right.
And the FDA did this on August 23rd in the United States. And this is anecdotal, but it was still really surprising to me. A friend of mine said he works with a guy who was waiting for full approval. And as soon as the FDA said it's now full approved, he ran out and got his first dose.
Okay. Well, good. I mean, if that's encouraging more people to get out there, then great.
I don't know how many people are waiting for something like that.
Yeah.
But like you said, anything that makes people more comfortable with getting their vaccine is a good thing.
Yeah.
Right? And the new names for these shots, I'm going to take them in order from lamest to coolest, if that's all right, Shauna. Yeah. So Pfizer's is now called Comirnaty.
Yep.
AstraZeneca's will be Vaxzevria. And Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine will be known as Spikevax.
When I saw that yesterday, I was mad because I want Spikevax. It's like, I wish I got Moderna now because I want to say, I got Spikevax.
From a branding perspective,
hilarious.
Yeah, that's the one, isn't it?
It is,
so,
yeah.
I mean, I get why they need new names because we're referring to them by the names of the companies that make them, right?
Yes.
To say, I got Pfizer. Well, Pfizer makes lots of different products, right?
Mm-hmm. So I know. I get that as well. Vaxzevria sounds like a European fashion brand to me now, or like a fancy perfume.
Oh, yes. She's wearing Vaxzevria.
Right? Or Vaxzevria. Yeah.
I thought it sounded good. Like a Pokemon.
Oh, kind of sounds like
they kinda
Pokemon,
kind of all do.
Too. Yeah.
Comirnaty evolves to Vaxzevria and ultimately Spikevax.
Spikevax just makes me think of vacuums or Spikeball, one of the two. It just That's where my mind goes for that one, but still sounds badass, yeah.
Think of like an energy drink or something.
Spikevax.
Yeah. Can you put a little Monster Energy in my COVID-19 vaccine?
Turn the corners of my mustache up a little bit, you know?
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
An ad popped up for this floor mat, and it says Big Deck Energy on it. And then it's a picture of an outdoor deck, and it's for your cabin or whatever. And, you know, funny. But
funny on a small deck, too, isn't it?
It would be really funny on a very tiny one. Yeah, like, okay, good. But it got me thinking. I was like, what does the original term mean?
Big D energy?
Yeah, what does... I realized, I don't actually know what that means. Like, is it that having a large gutter snipe gives you energy? Is that what the idea is?
No, I think it's like a confidence.
So
it's an internet term from the last couple years.
And I've heard it before a million times. And I realized, I was just like, I actually don't know what that means exactly. Okay, so it like kind of, is it like an arrogant vibe that you get?
It's like a swagger, yeah.
Because you have a big horn of plenty?
Yes.
Okay, now, is there a female equivalent to this? Is there big boob energy? I mean, big sin cave
big
energy
sin
would
cave
not
energy.
Work.
No.
Okay, that's not a positive thing at all.
Like big swinging cave.
Oh, yeah, she's acting like that because she got some sort of big clam energy over there.
She's got a giant bandersnatch on her. You can just tell by the way she carries herself.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's clearly got a big tulip garden. Like, big look old, at the way she's acting.
Big old California condor.
She's got a giant sand wallet. Okay, just a big one.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
You and I were driving around yesterday. I was driving, and my wife, McKenna, was also in the back seat, and she was asking you if my driving was too erratic for you.
And I was like, no, but it's probably because I drive a bit aggressively myself. So
yeah, she thinks I drive kind of crazy. My parents are like beside themselves when they drive with me. They can't believe it. And I tell them, like, if you live in a city this size, you kind of have to drive aggressively. Like, my mom would get eaten alive in Calgary on the roads.
I was saying that to you, too. Like, I find the bigger the city, the more aggressively you do have to drive. Like, when I land in Toronto, I actually have to prep myself for the driving that I'm about to do, because it's different than here, which is even different than a small town, of course. More people on the roads, you do. Yep. You have to kind of be a bit more aggressive.
Yeah, and they can't believe that. It's like, so this funny. Is just kind of the way that you do it here, right?
Yeah.
But my dad always gets car sick.
And that's yesterday I got a bit car sick, and that's where this all started, I think, because I was like, oh, I
was it my driving?
Nauseous. Yeah, no, it wasn't your driving. I just I was looking down on my phone too much, and that happens. Sometimes I get a bit car sick when I do that. So, yeah, awful.
And I'm the same way. I can't look at I can barely ride in the back seat of a vehicle anymore. Yeah. And I can't look at anything while I have to be looking out the front window, mm-hmm. or I will get sick. And it never used to be like that.
I used to read in the back seat, yeah. as a kid. I'd read and I'd have no issue at all. And
we'd
now
play Game Boy.
Yeah.
And now I can't. Like,
that
even
come with age?
I don't know. It's a good question. And even like if I take an Uber, mm-hmm. or something, I will often ask if I can sit in the front seat if they're okay with that.
Oh, wow.
Because like I'm going to get, when I get there, I'll be sick if I sit in the back, especially if they got the heat up and like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I told you the story the one time about when I got in the back seat of an Uber to go to the airport early one morning, and I knew I was going to like feel nauseous because of it. So I put my window down, and the driver said, "Too cold," and put the window up, and then instantly farted.
You did say that. That is,
and I was
awful.
Like, is this guy kidding? Like,
that is.
I had the window down.
That is a power move right there. Knowing that he can control. And then I'll put the child box on for you.
You can't get out. Yeah. Sit in it.
Yeah.
Sit in it. I still gave him
sit
5
and think
stars.
Think about what you did.
Respect.
I don't know if I would have.
But I could never be a, like a, if political life is how it's depicted on TV, it involves a lot of like working on your phone in the back seat of a vehicle. I couldn't do it.
Absolutely not.
No.
I was thinking about, what if you're car sick and you live in Europe? And you're going through some of those small winding roads up the mountains where there's only room for one car. Oh my God, would that be an awful place to have car sickness?
That would be terrible.
You'd have to open the window and just like.
That's what I do, Sean. If I'm at a party or something, I take an Uber or a cab home, I will put my full head out the window like a dog and just suck air. Even if we're on Deerfoot. Suck air at 110 kilometers per hour.
I just picture you going on a road trip. You're wearing full goggles and like a hipster scarf to stay. I'll be fine.
It's like a pilot, like just an old-timey pilot.
Just let me be.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
You were talking recently, Beckler, about how you saw a TikTok video where everybody that is a worker in Australia is wearing that same fluorescent green shirt.
Yeah, lots of different TikTok videos. And I remember that from when I lived in Australia for a bit, too. It's like if you're a tradesman, mm-hmm. or a construction worker or a road, everyone wears the same fluorescent green shirt.
And I've seen more and more people wearing that same fluorescent green shirt here now. And then I've been getting emails recently with the latest in fashion, and these emails now are including fluorescent green shirts in them, which means that it's actually becoming fashion.
Is it? I know you and I drove past a group of cyclists, mm-hmm. the other day, and they all had fluorescent green on. I just assumed it was because high visibility, safety. Right?
And I thought that as well at first, too. And then I saw people like walking around, and they weren't workers. They were just wearing these fluorescent green shirts. And then again, sure as hell, these fashion companies are saying, here, buy this fluorescent green shirt. So maybe Australia was just ahead in the fashion.
Construction workers in Australia.
Now we're just catching on. We're like, we like that look.
Australia usually is ahead of us in terms of fashion.
Absolutely.
Fluorescent colors were big a few years ago, because mm-hmm. you remember like American Apparel used to sell all that really bright colored stuff?
Yep.
And you're telling me it's coming back?
It's coming
back around?
Back again. Again, Beckler.
Wow, that's exciting. I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's the loudest statement in fashion right now. Fluorescent green shirts.
Oh, yes. Complete the look with a fluorescent top hat and you're a walking highlighter. Oh, yes.
For the first time ever, paving crews and old people who ride motorcycles represent the pinnacle of fashion.
You'll blind people when glow bowling. You'll be a beacon at Laser Quest. No need for a flashlight. Everything just reflects off you.
It's the shirt that just screams. Ah!
I had the exact same joke.
Exactly. Do it anyways.
You look like a screaming green crayon. You're literally screaming at us. Ah!
Yes. Ah! Yes.
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
For House of Cars. Until January 15th, enter to have House of Cars wipe out your debt for free. No strings attached. Visit houseofcarscalgary.com.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have B&S in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.